America.
Hello, I'm Keith Tillotson. I'm originally from Kansas, and I came to Brussels a good many years ago, about 15, through Frankfurt, and before that I was in Texas. I'm an opera singer and an opera producer. In Germany, I wasn't able to find any opportunities, really, either was professional or amateur. I really, really missed being on stage, being in the musical environment, singing choirs. In Brussels has so many opportunities. Mozart was here with his family on his first European tour, and they were here for nearly 6 weeks, actually, and they were here that long because they were waiting to do a concert for the governor, Charles de Lorraine, and he kept them waiting a good long time. It's very interesting how they did their tour. They did not have anyone to finance it straight up. They simply gave concerts in the hope of being well paid, and here in Brussels they had to wait a good long time. He was six at the time when he was here. Leopold Mozart, his father, mentions the Kermes, or the Marché, October market. We don't know very much, but quite a few details about the sort of things that he saw. The paintings, the pottery, the porcelain. He was very impressed by, actually, by the lowlands and by the richness and everything that was available. Was actually quite interesting. It's what really sparked my imagination when I discovered Mozart had actually passed through Brussels, and that was actually the spark that helped us to build the concept. It's something we wanted to do for many, many years. Fast patter is a very difficult thing to do. I don't have much experience with that because I've never done Gilbert and Sullivan, for example. But it is also a delightful thing to do. It's a wonderful challenge, and it's very good for one's Italian, especially when one has a coach after one all the time, but also for the voice. It's a very interesting challenge, and I'm finding now, 2 weeks into rehearsals, that it's a great deal of fun as well, because to do a buffo role, which is fairly new for me as well, there's so much you can get your teeth into. There are so many colors that you can bring out. And at the same time, the marvelous thing about Bartolo, the role that I sing, is that he has his comic moments, but he also has his more serious moments. This summer we have our first Midsummer Mozartiad, a week-long festival around Mozart and around the heritage sites in the center of Brussels, especially around the Parc Bruxelles, which in large part dates from Mozart's lifetime. We're very lucky to be able to do Le Nozze di Figaro at Théâtre du Parc, which was built in 1782. The exciting thing about Figaro is that it is a perfect marriage of music, of Mozart's music, which is, it's simply a masterpiece, but it's perfectly married with Da Ponte's libretto. We have really the human aspects. We really see the human heart, and Mozart's music captures that, and it's a perfect marriage of the two. The really wonderful thing about Nozze di Figaro, every time you open the score, there are details and levels and things that we've never seen before. It's such a rich work.